this for me.
Do what I'm saying.
I appreciate that.
So on the treadmill, in San Jose, Houston had a 5-0 lead in game one. I was shocked when I read that they lost 6-5 that game. Anyway, enough baseball.
As a coach, how do you kind of analyze a game like this?
Yeah, I told the guys, it's going to take me a full day to digest it, so you just take the day off so I can digest what happened. It was a wild one, there's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, who knows? And games like that, that you know, you feel like maybe you deserve a little bit of fate, better fate than what's going on, and you know, the power play, you know, which is normally a strength for ours. There's nights it's gonna struggle, it'll struggle tonight. But I don't know, the guys, they stuck with it, and I think that's you want to munch points, but you just have to stick to your plan. It's hard to do, and I think maybe earlier in the season we strayed away from it at times. It cost us, but tonight we didn't, and they got rewarded for it. But it was sure what a wild ending.
What's changed for you guys in the third period? At the beginning of the season, it was kind of like letting up in the third. Now it seems like the team's making comebacks in the third period.
Well, as I said, it's, I think, getting it across to the guys that you're not going to have the lead all the time. And so whether, it's the first or the third period, you shouldn't have to really change the way you play. And the first period, I thought we played pretty well. We really didn't give them much. Take the second out of it, it was penalty filled, and but we just felt that we're not out of games, so you can't change the way you play. And I thought we just didn't change the way we played. We stayed with the program, and it takes maturity to do that. It's because it's easy to start cheating and taking long shifts and just doing things that trying to manufacture offense out of nothing, and but we've been growing, and we've seen growth here the last few weeks.
How much did that mentality kick in after they went back ahead 3-2?
Yeah, that was a little, again, it's just a wacky third period, but those are the times that you look at your guys and say, okay, well, what do we got now? And they showed that it was okay.
How much were you holding your breath there in the final second?
Yeah, that was. I mean, that's a new. I guess you'd be around long enough, you see different things. But that was a new one. Sure was. It shows you shouldn't. Don't leave the game till it's over.
Cool. Worrying about that goal again tonight. Have you noticed a shift in his mentality? Because you said it was tough for him until he got that first.
Well, because everybody, in the end, they go to the score sheet and you feel good about yourself when you see a goal or two by your name. But if you were asking me how Kalorn's played, I think he's been one of our best players. And so I tell the players, I understand. Everybody wants to feel like they're contributing, but he was contributing. And it's just a matter of time, and now he's getting rewarded for what I believe is, he's played extremely well.
So many video tributes over the last couple of years. I mean, outside of the goal, how good was it to see kind of Joe get his flowers?
Yeah, it's those are tough to watch because you go through the wars with the guys, and then to see him up on the board and playing for somebody else, and it's. They're always tough because we've had a pretty close group here, and we've had so many departures over the last couple of years. But if you're getting a video tribute, it means you've had a positive impact on the organization, and that's always a good thing.
Can you speak of Matthew's growth? You talked about in his interview that he never scored against Vasilevsky, and today he had success. Can you speak about his progress since leaving the league?
Well, again, Joe, first of all, Vasi's a pretty good goalie. So at some point, it is hard to score on him. But we kind of joked about it. I saw him just before I walked in here. And, you know, he'd been snake bit on some of the breakaways he had with us. And so to see him score, we had a good chuckle about that. But, you know, Joe's grown as a player too. And so, you know, you get put in some of these situations he's put in. And hopefully, you know, he grew as a player here and now he's growing as a player in Ottawa. And I thought, you know, obviously you watch your old players a little closer than the other guys, and I thought he had a great game tonight.
During that 5-minute power play stretch, I mean, how hard is it to kind of keep things under control when it's just kind of disintegrating the way it was and then not let that really affect you the rest of the game?
Did you use the word disintegrating? It's a strong one. Because I didn't feel like it was disintegrating, but the thing is, I think, you know, you always feel like you have the 5-on-3, you have to score on it, and you should get some good looks at it. I thought what had happened was, you know, a bit pressing the power plays prior, and so that bled into the 5-on-3, and we probably took our foot off of the gas a little bit. And you know, the one thing is, on the power play, you have to take a breath, because when you press, sometimes it can go the other way, and we're fine. That group has scored so many big goals for us. Fortunately, tonight, we didn't need it.
Good. Team's off for